Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft announced new hardware in their Surface line of products at a press conference in New York Wednesday. The last of the announcements was a surprise re-entry into the phone market. The Surface Duo is a dual-screen foldable Android phone with two 5.6-inch displays, arriving by the holidays next year, 2020. Microsoft did not announce more details. Surface Neo is a dual-screen tablet that runs Windows 10X, a new version of Windows optimized for dual-screen devices. Each side is 5.6 millimeters thick and can rotate 360 degrees for different configurations. A Bluetooth keyboard attachment was demonstrated that sits on top of one screen partway, leaving the rest of that screen to be used as a trackpad. Windows 10X launches apps in the screen in which it's invoked and can span apps across two screens. Surface Neo will also be available for the holidays next year in 2020. The Surface Laptop 3 adds a USB-C port, keeps the 3:2 aspect ratio and 1.3 millimeter keyboard travel, but made the trackpad 20% larger. The 13.5-inch model has a quad-core 10th-gen Intel Core processor, and the 15-inch version has an AMD Ryzen Surface Edition, which Microsoft claims is the fastest processor for any laptop in its class. Both models have a machined aluminum finish, along with an option for an Alcantara fabric finish in the 13.5-inch version. The Surface Laptop 3 starts for $999 for the 13.5-inch and $1,199 for the 15-inch. For pre-order now, shipping October 22nd. Microsoft announced the Surface Pro 7, still a 12.3-inch convertible with a kickstand, a detachable keyboard cover, and stylus. The Surface Pro 7 now builds in a microphone array optimized to capture voice and comes with USB-C. The Surface Pro 7 starts at $749, pre-ordering now, shipping October 22nd. The Surface earbuds are designed to work with Microsoft Office by featuring PowerPoint slide forwarding, voice transcription, and live translation in 60 languages. They offer one-click pairing with Microsoft devices and work with Spotify on Android for quick music playback. They have a large, round design. Surface earbuds are coming later this year for $249. Microsoft also announced the ARM-based Surface Pro X laptop with a custom chipset called the SQ1, developed in partnership with Qualcomm. The SQ1 chipset is based on Qualcomm's existing Snapdragon 8cx laptop chip alongside an integrated AI accelerator and runs Windows 10 for ARM. The Surface Pro X comes with LTE and USB-C as well. It's 5.3 millimeters and weighs 1.69 pounds with a 13-inch PixelSense display that has 2880 by 1920 resolution at 267 ppi. The Pro X is available for pre-order at $999, shipping November 5th. The Surface Slim Pen charges wirelessly and slots right into that Surface Pro X type cover keyboard. It can do inline edits in Word, including crossing out words to delete. You can also use inking to add comments in Office documents and write over cells in Excel to update numbers. Adobe will support Creative Cloud apps to work with the pen. The Slim Pen will be sold separately for $145. In non-Microsoft news, Apple announced it will update iOS later this year to let third-party messaging apps work with Siri by default. Right now, only iOS's own messaging apps work by default, meaning users have to specify apps like WhatsApp if they want to send a message using Siri. The update will default to send messages to the app used most frequently. Intel announced a refresh to its high-end Skylake i9 processors at reduced prices coming in November. As an example, the $1,990 Core i9-9980XE will be replaced by the 10980XE for $979, with an increase of turbo mode from 4.5 GHz to 4.8 GHz. The biggest price cut seems to come from the Core i9-10900X, which increases the base clock speed from 3.5 to 3.7 GHz and drops the price from $1,020 to $590. Quoted prices from Intel are for 1,000-unit orders, not single-chip retail. Google added a password checkup feature to its password manager in Chrome and Android. That feature was previously available as an extension, but it'll be built in now. The feature checks passwords against known breaches and alerts users, as well as encouraging them against using passwords over again or using weak passwords. Data is encrypted and cannot be seen by Google, and warning data is local to your machine. Google also launched incognito mode for Maps. When you use Google Maps in incognito mode, your activity will not be saved to your Google account or used for personalization. Google also is adding auto-delete options to your YouTube history that can be set for deletion every 3 or 18 months automatically. And Google Assistant can now respond to voice commands to delete the last thing you said or delete everything you said last week. Samsung has shut down its last phone factory in China, citing domestic competition from Chinese brands, rising labor costs, and a slowing worldwide phone market. Samsung has expanded its smartphone production to countries like India and Vietnam. Sony also announced it will close its Beijing smartphone plant and only make phones in Thailand. Finally, the Wall Street Journal has sources who say the companies that make up the Libra Association will meet in Washington, D.C. Thursday. The journal's sources say that Visa and MasterCard are reconsidering involvement. Bloomberg sources say PayPal and Stripe are also undecided. Facebook's David Marcus said on Twitter he was not aware of any company's plans to not step up. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.